With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. If the initial tallies hold true, it was indeed a green Cyber Monday for America's online retailers.
Adobe Analytics reports as of 6:30 Eastern Time Monday evening, Americans had already spent $9.1 billion online. That was up 4.5% from last year's Cyber Monday. And that was with another 5.5 hours to go in the Eastern Time Zone alone. Online spending was expected to peak between 8 and 10 p.m. local time, wherever that may be.
As correspondent Ben Thomas, who says Adobe Analytics expects Cyber Monday sales to hit $14.2 billion by the time it's all said and done. Economist Steve Moore tells the Salem Radio Network the strong numbers underscore what he's been saying for some time now.
Incomes are up almost across the board, and this is a healthy economy, despite what the media is telling us.
Tennessee's 7th Congressional District in the national spotlight today. Voters there deciding who will replace retired Republican Representative Mark Green. The race pits Republican Matt Van Epps against Democrat Afton Bed. We'll soon know whether peace will be returning to Ukraine as talks are ongoing today in Moscow. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg has more.
This will be Steve Witkoff's 6th visit to Russia this year. He'll be accompanied by President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Their trip comes at a time of intense diplomatic activity. 2 weeks ago, the Americans presented to Kiev a 28-point peace plan, widely seen as heavily weighted in Moscow's favor. Since then, there have been U.S.-Ukrainian talks in Geneva and in Florida. Now an amended plan will be put to the Kremlin. President Putin has said the original draft proposal could form the basis for future agreements, but he has shown little desire for compromise.
And this is SRN News. So new insights on marriage from the Barna Group. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The Christian Research Organization has been doing some polling and reports that self-described Christians experience divorce just as frequently as the general U.S. population. However, believers are a lot more likely than non-believers to try again. 58% of Christians who've experienced divorce are remarried. Barna also reports that 42% of self-described believers say they think living together before marriage is a good idea. Michael Harrington reporting.
A long-lost painting by Baroque master Peter Paul Rubens, which was hidden for more than four centuries, sold for $2.7 million at an auction on Sunday in France. It depicts the crucifixion of Jesus. Rubens expert Niels Butner says the old master painted many versions of Christ's crucifixion, but this one is very unique. This is SRN News. There's a new airport fee of $45 for Americans who can't produce a real ID.
Real ID has been required since May, but passengers without it have been allowed to clear security with extra screening. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 94% of passengers already have real ID. The $45 fee is meant to get those 6% without it to get it. Real ID is designed to meet enhanced requirements mandated in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. It shows up on IDs as a white star in a yellow circle. TSA officials say paying the fee does not guarantee verification, and travelers with identities that cannot be verified may be turned away. If approved, the verification covers a 10-day travel period. Ed Donahue, Washington.
New York City officials say Starbucks will pay about $35 million to more than 15,000 New York City workers to settle claims it denied them stable schedules and arbitrarily cut their hours. More at SRNNews.com.